Today is Friday, October 11, 2024, and my name is not Adam. Hello everyone and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is a show where Adam talks about his life 5 days a week and you listen. But today's intro is slightly different, if you haven't noticed. So here's Adam.
Hello everyone. Today is National Coming Out Day. It's also General Pulaski Memorial Day. No idea who that is. It's also National Sausage Pizza Day. And you just heard Mark do the intro. So there you go. For anyone who has not heard Mark before, that is Boyfy. Boyfy 2 specifically. So yeah, he's been working up his nerve all week. He was like, okay, I'll do your intro one day this week. So that was the one. So there you go. All right, let's see if I can remember where we were. I know I talked about Naples. I know I talked about Naples. So we're done. We did the tunnel. We had a couple of cute tour guides, and that was pretty much it. And so that night, I told you we went back to the dining room, and lo and behold, Chow Lin and Lan did not show up. But we had a much better show, and actually, you know, it was called Tap Factory, and we had seen it on Wonder of the Seas, but for whatever reason, I felt like it was better this time. And there was a really hot guy who did this acrobatic stuff. I saw two of the performers from that show. One of them we saw at lunch today. And he sat right beside us. I did not ask for his autograph or anything like that, but he was probably the main star of that tap show. And then in the gym, we saw one of the guys who did a bunch of back flips and front flips and stuff like that. But anyway, it was a mixture of drumming, acrobatics, and tap dancing. So, I mean, it's definitely an interesting combination of things. And so anyway, we did that, and that was pretty much our evening. That has happened every time. You guys just know, I'm not going to remember to turn off the music. It's going to loop, and that's just the way it's going to be. Because I can't edit it very much on this iPad app. It's not good. But anyway, so we did all of that, and then on the next day, so that would be day three. I don't even know what days of the week it was, really. Let's see, day one was Monday, so Naples was Tuesday, and then Wednesday we had Sicily. So Sicily, we get up and we take our tickets, we go down, and we go through the process. We have to get in line. There are much more people. So our Naples tour, there were 8 of us. The Sicily tour, there were probably 50 of us. I don't know exactly, but it was around 50, we'll say. And again, most of the people, there was a Filipino couple that looked like they were probably in their 30s. They might have been a little bit younger than us, actually. But other than them, it was mostly grandma and grandpa, and there were several Karens. I will say, spoiler alert, this tour was not the best tour. Like, if you were giving a Yelp review, I said 2. Mark thought I was being generous. You know, like 2 stars out of 5. But he thought I was being generous. But the woman was really sweet, and she seemed to be really knowledgeable. She was knowledgeable to the point that she told you more information than you wanted to know. If that makes sense. You know, I feel like a good tour guide gives you just enough information to make you interested, but doesn't read you the entire history book of whatever it is that you're seeing. She was the kind that gave you every piece of information from the history book. And it was a lot of, you know, the Phoenicians, and the Phoenicians battled the Romans, and over there on that hill they did, you know, whatever. And it was a pretty long drive. So anyway, we get on the bus, and we were able to get our seat was fine. But we just had all of these people like, it's hot. I can't figure out how the seat works. Like the tour guide is supposed to know. First of all, you're like 70 years old. How do you not know how a seat works on a bus? She's supposed to know that. But anyway, so they're doing all that. And then she gets out the mic packs because we get to the first stop, which was a Greek temple. And she pulls out the mic packs, and there is a problem with the mic pack. It is not transmitting well. And so if she's walking, she cuts in and out. We can't hear her. If she's standing still and we turn our back to her or she doesn't, like, it's cutting in and out. And it was cutting. But these people were like, nope, it's cutting out again. No, we can't hear you. It was just like, come on, guys. She was getting so frustrated because she's like, man, it always works. I've never had a problem before. I don't know. But they were being so, like, complainy, for lack of a better term. And so I felt bad for her, but she gave these long explanations and she wasn't clear. She didn't organize things well. So for instance, she said, we're going to go up to the temple first before going to the restroom. And of course, Karen number one and Karen number two needed to go to the restroom before we went to the temple. So we had to stop and waste like 10 or 15 minutes because there was a long line. I think the reason that she wanted us to go to the temple first is because there were two tour groups there, and I think we were supposed to go up first. They were going to have their potty break while we were doing the temple, and then we were going to come down and do our potty break while they were doing the temple. So anyway, so it kind of got off to a bad start because we had these people, no, I can't, I'm taking my blood pressure medicine. So the thing is, this excursion said that it was a strenuous excursion. So I feel like if you're a person who has special needs, like, oh, I'm going to need a bathroom every 30 minutes because I'm on blood, maybe you're not going to go on that tour. So I felt bad for her, but she didn't. So then we did the temple. She gave us all the information about the temple. And instead of saying, hey, we're going to be leaving at X time, so you can either stay up here and take photos of the temple, or you can come down with me now and use the restroom or whatever, she didn't tell us what time. She said, we'll all go down together and then we'll use the restroom and whatever. And she didn't give us a time. And so we wanted to take some more pictures, but we didn't know what time the bus was leaving, whatever. So we felt like we had to rush. And then we get down to the bottom and we still had 10 or 15 minutes while people were going to the restroom. So it just wasn't, she could have told us up at the top so we could take pictures and decide when we needed to come down, but she didn't. Then we get to the next place and we're having the same mic problems. Again, not her fault, but there were mic problems the whole time. She lost members of the tour at one point because she was going too fast and not keeping up with all 50 of us, and had to go back and like get 10 of them who were straggling. And so, but again, the information she was giving was great, but she just could not organize us all. And so I had mixed feelings because, like I said, I felt like she was very knowledgeable, but she was not good at organizing a group of people, I guess is what I'll say. So anyway, we go to Erice, which is a town on top of a mountain, and it's a medieval town. So a lot of the structures were built in medieval times out of stone. There's a castle, there are old churches, and it's cool. It's like really cool, but we had to like rush through there because, again, organization was not great. We were docked less time than we had originally planned, and this was supposed to be like an eight and a half hour tour, and I think they had to squeeze it down to 7.5 because of the ship was not going to be docked for as long as we were supposed to. And I think it was a 2-hour drive to the place we were going, 2 hours there and back, so 4 hours of the drive. And so anyway, we get there, we're like rushing through, like she's telling us all this stuff, so much information, and then losing people. And when she goes, oh, the pastries in this shop are really good. And then she's like, okay, it's time for lunch. It was 2 o'clock when she was like, Mark and I ate breakfast, so we were fine. But it was like 2 o'clock and we're like, man, we're just now eating lunch. And then everyone's like, oh, so are we going to have time to do some shopping and to get pastries at that shop you recommended? And she said, well, this was 2 o'clock. She said, well, the bus has to leave at 3:15. So it depends on how long this restaurant takes to serve you food. And so we were at the hands of this restaurant, and there were 50 of us, but there were two tour groups. So there were like 100, and all of us descended upon this restaurant at the same time. So, and then she was like, hey, can you guys hurry it up? Because we've got to, the bus leaves at 3:15 because the ship's leaving at 5:30 and it's a 2-hour drive. But so overall, the tour was just not well organized. They rushed our food and we were finished by like 2:55 or something. So we had 15 minutes to run to the pastry shop, get some pastries. And then Mark and I wanted to get a magnet like we always do. We wanted to get a Sicily magnet. And the pastry shop was able to check us out fine. Now, this is our fault, or, you know, technically, because in the pamphlet, not the pamphlet, we didn't get a pamphlet, but in the, what do you call it? Extra information of this tour, it said, make sure you bring cash. Well, it's always a problem when you're on a cruise, because how do I get euros? You know, like, I guess I would have had to get euros before I got on the ship, because they don't have euros on the ship. They use US dollars on the ship. And when you're on a tour, they don't stop by an ATM for you to go get, you know, euros. So we go into the first shop to get a magnet. We picked out a magnet. We're like, here, we'll take this. And we say, oh, we want to use our credit card. And she says, oh, I don't have a connection right now. I mean, they're on top of a mountain. So again, it's not their fault. I'm sure they have a bad connection up there. But the bakery was able to check us out fine with tap to pay. So it was really weird. And then we're like, okay, we'll try another shop. We didn't realize like all the shops were suddenly having a problem with. So we go to a second shop and she doesn't speak English very well. So, and we don't speak Italian. So that was a problem. But we were like, hey, can you take a card? Anyway, come to find out her machine did not work either. So we were not able to get a magnet. We did get pastries, and we get back in the bus. We make it back to the bus on time, and we go back to the ship, a 2-hour drive back to the ship. And, you know, I would say Sicily is not, if you're going to have to make a choice between like mainland Italy and Sicily, I would do mainland. I would just do like the Amalfi Coast, in my opinion, is more pretty than Sicily. Just my opinion. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.